Episode 1150, How to Overcome Your Comfort Zone.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday, and I pray that you are already just feeling the joy of the Lord upon your life. God has a plan for you, and He wants you to wake up. Today, we're chatting about how to overcome your comfort zone. You're no longer sitting on the couch here, sis. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, God does not want you to stay stuck where you are. I know, the couch is comfortable. You probably had it for a few 5, 10, 15, maybe even 20 some years, but He prefers to stretch you and challenge you. He wants you to learn how to overcome your comfort zone. You are always under construction. So let's build greatness today. When you're under construction, that's where you shine. Success through God's eyes is greatness. But that's not how we see it, is it? We measure it in accolades. We measure it in our trophies. We measure it, is it, you know, my child, did they make the first team, the varsity, not the JV, but the varsity, maybe varsity one if there's two varsity teams. What is it for you? What defines your greatness? You see, that's where your mind wraps around. It says, I want that greatness. But God's greatness has a different definition. Greatness won't meet you where you're at till you're ready to meet God where He's at. So where are you? Where are you stuck? Because if you're stuck in that comfort zone that's so appealing, you're never going to get where God wants you to go. Instead, it will hold you hostage to what you know, allowing laziness to set in. Why work harder? It's easier to battle change. Remember, change is a constant in our lives. And so it's, well, it makes sense. Let's go to battle for change because I really don't want to. And I'm used to doing it. So that's my comfort zone. The mind seeks what it knows. It's going to go after what's easy. So if you're going to go after what's easy, then that's what you're going to get. And that brings your mind to its comfort zone. You settle in that comfy, cozy couch with your favorite drink. Maybe you're watching your favorite movie. Last night, the Oscars were on. Did you watch it? In your nice comfy couch. All there sitting there going, yeah, I like this feeling. That's not how you create impact in your life. That's not how God wants to create your now. If you want to live, love, and impact, you have to be in the game. And it's God's game, not your game. So get off the couch. He doesn't want us to be sitting back and just being lazy. It's easy land. And when you're in easy land, you're just caught up in your own habits and your own behaviors because they're hanging out in the subconscious mind. You don't have to think. You don't have to work. You don't have to create extra energy. What do you really want in your life? And when was the last time you really sat with this question? Did you actually take the time to just sit there and go, what do I really want? I know for me, I haven't stopped moving and I don't know how long. My feet have been held to the fire right now and I cannot sit still or not do anything long enough to do what I really need to do. Guilty as charged. I honestly, seriously need to make time to sit with this question. What do I really want in my life? And where does God come into that? Where does He fit into the picture? Because ultimately, He has the divine plan for you. And you can run from that plan all you want, but I promise you, He will catch up because He's always running after you. What do you really want in your life? Who are you chasing to get it? Are you doing anything to go after it? Are you asking? Are you seeking? Are you knocking? Or are you just hanging out on that comfy couch, watching the Oscars as every little minute ticks by? My youngest son, G-Man, told me yesterday, he said, "Mom, you know what? If we didn't have those numbers on a clock, we wouldn't have to worry about anything, would we?" Whoa. Pretty deep for a little seventh grader. You see, you know, transition. He's going through a lot of change. We went through a huge move. His mindset is, I don't like change right now. I don't like everything new. And if I could take something that would not, you know, bond me and bind me and make me hostage to this things and these things that I don't want to do, then you know what that is? It's called time. And if I took those time and those numbers away, I would have nothing to worry about. But time isn't going to go away. Our days are numbered. What time are you putting into your life? Because God is putting time into your life. You need to know what you want and then pray for God's direction. Meditate on it so you hear His calling, so you can live out the purpose God uniquely mastered for you. For you, not for your neighbor, not for your sister, not for your mom, not for your best friend, not for someone that you look up to. No, you and you alone. You matter. You probably didn't wake up thinking you mattered much on this wonderful Monday. Most of us, unfortunately, due to statistics, we know that Monday mornings they're just a bunch of blahs. And we kind of walk around in Monday zombie land. We don't want to get up. We want to push that snooze button. We don't want the clock to turn over to Monday because that means whatever it means for you. Work, headaches, heartaches, activities, craziness on the schedule. What does it mean to you? You see, God looks at time though and sees it differently. He sees beauty. He sees His creation, and His creation is you. And He has a purpose uniquely mastered for you. You want success? You want change? Then you will not have comfort, only greatness. You see, you can't have success and change go hand in hand and comfort too. You can't have all three. They are not the Trinity. It doesn't work that way. You've got success and change. You've got to leave the comfort alone. That means that comfy couch is going away. But what you will have is greatness. Greatness seen through God's eyes. That's pretty incredible. Are you ready to master God's greatness in you? So how can you get there? One way, an earthly way to think about it, is mind match. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Mind match, M-A-T-C-H. You have to manage your thoughts, adopt the change, train the brain, consistency in action, and harbor your little successes. Whew. Yes, we're going to break it down. Because God wants you to open up your heart and your mind today. You got to overcome your comfort zone. Matthew 7:7-8 says this, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Manage your thoughts. Ask. Ask God. Say, "Hey, can you help me with this? My mind is going wild." He'll tame them. But when was the last time you asked God to change your thoughts? Probably not real recently. Even if we're great biblical scholars and we wake up and we do our devotionals, we forget this little thing called, "Lord, be in my thoughts today." We have those 5 or 10 minutes carved out in our day. And that's if we're that person who's doing that. A lot of us don't. I don't get that time every single day in devotions. I get it in the shower or on the toilet. I'm being honest. Standing at my stove, driving my kids to the activities, that's my God to Christiane time. I don't always have time to sit down with my devotion and write it out. Do I wish I had that all the time? Yes. Do I want to work that in more? Of course I do. Am I working on that? Yes. Will I always get it perfect? No. But I can always ask God to manage my thoughts, no matter where I'm at. Ask, and you shall receive. Manage your thoughts. Number two, adopt the change. Adoption has a very interesting characteristic to the word itself, adopt. I didn't say accept, did I? Because change, we want to repel change. It's human nature to repel change. We want to back away from it. Why? Because it feels uncomfortable. It's not normal. The mind says, this is not right. I do not accept you. Go away. But when you begin to adopt the change, it's a slow work in progress. You are always under construction. So adopt it so it becomes a part of you. Eventually, you will accept the change, but first you have to adopt the change. Seek. Number three, train the brain. When was the last time you read a really good book that fed your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul from the inside out? Not just because, well, you had the time of day to do it. When was the last time? Have you listened to the series, My Strength is My Story? I don't know about you, but for me, it has been a huge amount of blessings over and over and over again to talk to these people, to hear their stories, to hear their life come to life through me. I'm a better person now knowing them and have read their story. They have impacted my life. I would have never had that opportunity if it wasn't for My Strength is My Story series. What book have you last picked up? What was the last class you attended? God created us to learn. We need to train the brain. That means we've got to work at things. That change that we want success with, we want to adopt it. Well, it's going to take work. It's going to take effort. Ask, seek, knock. Number four, consistency in action. You may not get it right every day, but the more that you do it, the more it becomes a part of you. Whatever it is that you're going after, you can throw in working on a good marriage. Man, the more you work at your marriage, the better it's going to get. But if you just work on it one day a week, do you think it's going to get better very fast? Probably not. In fact, it may not get any better at all and may go the other direction. It's consistency in action. God does that with us in our own lives. He is always there. He is consistent. His love never wavers from us. His grace, no matter what we do, no matter how many times we mess up, he's consistent in his actions. He accepts and expects the same for us. So mind match, manage your thoughts, adopt the change, train the brain, consistency in action, and finally, harbor your little successes. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Most of the time, you're probably only looking at your big successes, your accolades, maybe the different letters and characters that come after your name. What if you were to wipe all of that away? And you just had Sue or Christiane. You just had Shannon or Crystal. You just had Melinda or Melanie. Where would that lead you? Where would it leave you? God created you on purpose. He knows every hair on your head. He knows that your days are numbered. You don't have to have all these big things. You don't have to, be given the Pulitzer Prize and Nobel Prize winner. You don't have to be all of that. You already are in God's eyes. You've already met greatness. So every little success that you have, harbor it. Delight yourself in the Lord. Thank Him for the little things. Let me give you a crazy little thing. When I sit down 2 or 3 times a month to either get online or to go the old-fashioned snail mail way and pay a bill, I actually thank the Lord that we can pay our bills. I don't care if it's the minimum payment. I don't care if it's double or triple the payment. It doesn't matter the numbers on the check that I'm writing. What matters is that I have the ability to do that. I have funds. And I thank the Lord for that. That is a little success. Most people aren't thanking the Lord to pay their bills. What are we doing? We're complaining about them. We're saying, I wish I didn't have these bills. Well, you bought it. You purchased it. You said yes. You signed a contract. You have bills. It's called life. So why beat yourself up over it? Be grateful for it. Harbor your little successes. That's a success. That means you have a job that can pay the bills, that you signed the contract to, that you said yes to, that you can buy that new bed or that new car, have that house, or send your child off to college, or put them into dance classes or soccer classes, private lessons, on the football team, being able to pay for equipment. Harbor your little successes. Stop waiting for only the big things to happen. Your Nobel Prize? Probably not going to come. Sorry, but it's not. But when you have your Heavenly Father looking at you and all He sees is greatness, you don't need a trophy. All you need is Him. Mind match. See that mind match? It's really God's match. It's what He delights in you. You can overcome your comfort zone if you're willing to accept that, hey, I'm under construction. It's only going to get better. Well, we may fall once in a while, so I guess to a degree there could be a few storms. It may get a little worse, but you're not going to necessarily get worse. God's going to catch you. He's going to be there for every peak and for every valley. But you have to let him in. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. Maybe you've never experienced coaching before. And it's something that kind of intrigues you. You're like, I don't know that a coach could really help me. Well, guess what? You got a chance and an opportunity to take it. This is what God tells me to give to you. It's a way of paying it forward. Click on the link, Take Aim, and that will begin our conversation. We'll get you scheduled for a coaching call. You want success? You want change? Then you will not have comfort, but only greatness. The mind seeks what it knows. God creates the greatness within you. Are you ready to be under construction today? Overcome your comfort zone. God's got a better seat in the house. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.